I join you from the state of California, where beginning today, you can go about life without wearing a mask, enter stores with no capacity limits, and even visit Disneyland if you're an out-of-towner. Governor Gavin Newsom calls it California's grand reopening.
We're not going to mandate, there's no mandated passports, but businesses can require verification. Businesses can require mask wearing. Businesses have the freedom of choice across the spectrum. So you're going to be in a scenario where a lot of people are going to be wearing masks.
For more, let's bring in Nicole Nixon, who covers politics and government for CAP Radio in Sacramento. Welcome, Nicole.
Hi, glad to be here.
Glad to have you. So the state is retiring its color-coded tier system for ranking the spread of coronavirus in each county, but it's keeping a state of emergency in place. What exactly is changing today and what isn't?
Well, like you mentioned, there are no more capacity limits at day-to-day businesses, and California's aligning now with the CDC guidance on masks, which means that fully vaccinated folks can take those off in public. However, individual businesses can still choose to require masks if they want to, and some places can require proof of vaccination to enter. They're going to be doing this for what they call mega events. So anything like a concert or a sports game with more than 5,000 people indoors can require proof of vaccination. One thing that's not changing today is that workers are still going to be required to wear masks on the job, but that could change by the end of the week. The Independent Workplace Safety Board that oversees this kind of stuff is going to vote on a new policy change on that in a couple days here. So likely to allow vaccinated workers to lose their masks, too.
Mm. So California has one of the highest rates of vaccination in the nation, about 56% of residents of all ages and about 72% of adults having had at least one dose of the vaccine. But this virus is not eradicated. Are you still hearing words of caution from public health officials? What are they saying?
Yeah, well, health officials do expect a slight uptick in cases as people get out and mix more, and they're watching all of these different variants that we're hearing about. But I am hearing that some people have been critical of how slow California has moved to lift these restrictions and align with the CDC on masks. But the infectious disease experts that I've talked to from UC San Francisco, they think it was a good idea that California waited as more people got vaccinated.
Mm. You point out in a story today that as California reopens, Governor Newsom's political future still very much depends on the state's pandemic response. He's facing this recall election. How does today's reopening fit into that?
Well, people, I think, are excited to lose their masks and sort of get back to normal. We've been, like I mentioned, kind of slow. One thing that could be trouble on the horizon for Governor Gavin Newsom is schools. And we're not sure exactly when this recall election will take place, but it could be September, October, around the time kids are going back to school. And California has been at the bottom of the list for in-person learning days this past school year. It's been a huge issue earlier in the year. And the governor expects that he says he expects all kids to be back in the classroom this fall. But if for some reason that doesn't happen, especially in larger school districts, parents could blame Newsom for that and take that out on him in the recall election around that same time.
You know, Nicole, I've been venturing out over the last few weeks, and in at least some pockets here in Southern California, it feels like people have already gone back to the way things were before the pandemic. Do you have any sense of how Californians are feeling about this step today?
Yeah, like you said, you know, it's not like we've been just staying home 24/7 the past year. You've still been able to go out and do things, especially the past 3-4 months here as case rates have improved a lot. But I think there is a desire to move on from this chapter and go back to normal, so to speak, you know, as much as we can right now. On the other hand, Californians have largely been receptive of some of these pandemic rules like mask requirements. So I wouldn't be surprised if there are businesses that decide to keep that, you know, wear a mask in the store, at least until they have sort of a better system for verifying who's been vaccinated and who hasn't. Because right now, it's the vaccine passport isn't a thing here. They're talking about an e-verify system for vaccination status because it's just an honor system with this paper card that we're hearing reports is easy to forge these cards.
a lot to watch out for, as today is the first day that California is opening, where people can go about life without wearing masks and entering stores and living life as they did before the pandemic. That's Nicole Nixon of CAP Radio in Sacramento. Thank you so much.
Thank you.